from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, I did not speed to work today.
Do not speed.
Some people did. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. Damn, glad to have you on a Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Big day. It's the only day of the week you can get tacos.
I think I might actually do tacos tonight.
What are you going to do?
There's a cool little nook in the neighborhood called Carmen's.
Oh, I thought you were going to make your own.
Nah.
All right. Some ground beef on that Blackstone.
Too much work.
All right.
But I do want to dive into what's too much work, which might be the Cincinnati Bengals. They got one strategy, boys. They got one strategy. They're going to try to talk a whole bunch of hogwash because that's what they did last year, right?
Uh-huh.
When they asked Jamar Chase, hey, by the way, does anything scare you or stick out on that defense for the Chiefs? Not really. Okay.
All right.
And look, I know that there are different tactics and ways to try to be a nuisance to a team that you are less superior to. We can all agree the Chiefs are better than Cincinnati.
Yep.
At least after 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that things aren't really going that great in Cincinnati.
Never does, seemingly, at the beginning of the season, does it?
And 1-10 under Zach Taylor in weeks 1 and 2.
Pretty wild.
Crazy.
So, and we'll get to Dayton Hughes a little bit later. He'll join the show, and we'll talk to him about when players do this sort of thing, what it's like in the locker room to just kind of be like, what you can literally use for bulletin board material and what you use is just like, I really don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, Mr., you know, flapping your gums, Jamar Chase, isn't, or at least wasn't, attacking the Chiefs at the end of the game yesterday or Sunday, let alone his own coach.
I'll just say turnovers, man. That was the biggest thing today was turnover. Turnover battle will be lost.
Do you feel like you were getting open and having great windows
of speed? I had opportunities.
Did you think the game plan was any different today because of your limited practice time?
You got to ask Zach.
How would you describe the relationship at this point after everything that happened?
Who? It's still the same.
Are you feeling better? It came out that you were sick yesterday.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little better. I'm about to get another IV.
What happened?
Excuse me?
Did you get sick?
Food poisoning.
Yeah. What percentage would you put yourself at today going up? How did you feel?
It doesn't matter. I played, bro. Don't matter.
You said tomorrow the offense came out so flat.
Yeah, I feel like we always start like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially the first game of the year. I feel like we should do better by that, by now, especially.
But even being flat, though, you feel like y'all, it seems like y'all talk about it once, only to come out that same way again, the same way y'all do see it. Why do you think
got to ask
Zach?
I don't know, man. Ask Zach, bro.
So, it kind of seems like the sky is falling in Cincinnati. Now, I understand, pump the brakes, Dusty, it's week two, but you're getting ready to come into the kingdom. You're getting ready to play the standard of the NFL. You're getting ready to play a team that's won back-to-back Super Bowls that's beaten you in AFC Championship games in the regular season last year after you came in and talked a whole bunch of you-know-what, and now you're kind of hearing your number one wide receiver who wants to be paid kind of take shots at his head coach. And you just mentioned it, 1-11 under Zach Taylor. And his opening, what is it, in his first few weeks of the season? And now you got your star receiver saying, ask Zach. Again, I think that there are times when players will call Andy Reid Andy, but normally it's Coach Reid or, you know, Andy Reid. And you can just kind of feel like there's a lot of tension within that locker room. And it's with their star wide receiver, their head coach, and their quarterback. Whereas the star tight end, the star head coach, and the star quarterback in the other locker room come week two, there is the complete opposite, complete difference in the two teams.
But this is rinse and repeat. Like, this is every year with the Cincinnati Bengals at the beginning of the year. Somebody's mad about not getting paid. Somebody's mad about the coach. Somebody's mad about this. They start 0-2, and then they finish up the regular season, and they're in position to make it into the playoffs. And so I'm looking at the Bengals right now as a bunch of noise that's coming out of that operation. Clearly, you don't want those distractions out there, but they're still going to come into this stadium on Sunday, and they're still going to play a good football game. I'm still not disrespecting and saying, oh my God, the Bengals are done, because hey, they're still one of the better teams out there until they prove that they're not one of the better teams out there. But that infighting is something to be a little bit concerned about. He's already blaming the coach after week one when he showed up to nothing in the preseason to get ready for where he is right now. And so the coach is probably like, I just don't know how much you're capable of doing. You weren't here all training camp long. You didn't really show up and participate in anything that we had going on over these last couple of months. And so we're probably going to have to limit what you can do and limit, you know, what part of the game plan you can be in. And instead of calling out the coach, just go out there and do your thing and, you know, try to play as best as you possibly can. I don't know that this is Zach Taylor's fault that they're in this spot right now. He's mad at the situation involving his contract, but I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like Ja'Marr Chase has been mad about his contract since the day he was drafted. Like this is a guy who, no matter what you do, doesn't seem to be happy with the situation that he's in. And I understand you want to get paid and guys need to get paid and they should get paid, but at some point you have to just go out there and play. And I just feel like, perception wise, Ja'Marr Chase has been bitching about his contract for the last couple of years.
And I think, again, I don't know how much is to blame necessarily on Taylor, but at some point we know this is to be the case, that when the locker room seems to fizzle out, the first person to get blamed is the captain of the ship.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Things just seem a little tough right now in Cincinnati.
Well, you lost Joe Mixon, and it didn't help that he played well on Sunday. I think everybody saw Joe Mixon play, and if you're in Cincinnati, you're going, damn, you know, we let this guy go. He was a big focal point of your offense. T. Higgins probably not playing again in week two, some of the earlier reports say, because of his injury, so he's out of the lineup. So you've taken two of your best offensive weapons, arguably, from a season ago. They're not here, and the other good weapon that you had, and Ja'Marr Chase, just didn't show up, and now he's finally gracing you with his presence, and there is a little bit of a timing mechanism that's probably off. You're not 100% when you've missed training camp, you know, all that time and didn't participate in practice, and so there's probably a little rust that needs to be shaken off, and that's what the first couple of weeks are for the season. I think not only is Zach Taylor 1-10 or 1-11 in his first 2 weeks, you look at Joe Burrow, he's 1-8 as a starting quarterback in his first 2 weeks of the NFL season, so he doesn't play well early on. So there's a lot of adjusting that's going on in Cincinnati, but I always find, like, when people try to talk trash and deflect the attention, like Ja'Marr Chase, it really is a bigger situation than you're letting on. You're trying to blame others when really you could just stand up and look in the mirror and take that blame for yourself and realize, you know, I missed a lot of time and we got to get this thing back together. Don't throw that blame at your coach, because when you do, now you're starting to divide that locker room. You're dividing your fan base. People are going to saddle up and take sides on who's right and who's wrong and all of this. And that's just not good. And to your point, you don't see that here in Kansas City. That's because you have a strong leader in Patrick Mahomes. You have a strong leader in Travis Kelce. And you have a really strong leader in Andy Reid that everybody absolutely 100% respects. And the organization also takes care of its players, right? This organization will show you that if you go out there and you earn it on the field, we're going to give you that money off the field if we believe you're a player that we want to invest in long term. The Chiefs have done that with just about everybody on this roster.
It seems just to be kind of a disastrous situation for Cincinnati because this was Schefter on T. Higgins.
He got a hamstring injury, and we'll see how the week plays out, but I'll be surprised if he plays this week against the Chiefs.
So probably no T. Higgins. Not sure the percentage. I don't really like to put percentages on players to see how healthy they are with Joe Burrow. But, you know, missed some reads in the game. And look, the other thing I will say, to play, like you said earlier, devil's advocate, maybe the competition of the Chiefs will raise the awareness
usually
of the
Cincinnati. Usually does. It does and, for everybody.
I mean, last year, what was that guy's name that was keeping him in the game the whole time with running the ball, their quarterback that filled in for Burrow?
Jeff Driscoll or something like that?
They were in, I don't know why I can't.
Jeff Darlington?
Whatever, but they were in the game the whole time, and it was basically because it was Cincinnati playing up to their competition.
Right.
Now, the other thing, too, is the Chiefs could be like, you know what, enough of this, because I'm promising you, when we do this show Thursday, we will have at least three cuts from that Cincinnati locker room where there is something to be said about the Chiefs, because their only strategy right now is to try to get in the heads of the Chiefs, and they haven't ever since they put Burrowhead to rest.
Well, let's see, that's the thing, though. They're going to try to go out there and insult the Chiefs on their way to Arrowhead on Sunday, right? That's going to be their M.O. That's been their M.O. in the past. Right? Jake Browning, that's the
guy,
right?
Thanks, Kevin, for that. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, I knew it was Jeff something. So when you play that game of your only defense basically is to attack the other team or other person or however you want to do that, that's a loser mentality.
Sure it is.
I mean, when you stand up there on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day of the week it is, and you're Jamar Chase, and all you have to do is throw shots at the Kansas City Chiefs, a team that has owned the NFL for the last 5 years, that's an insecurity, in my opinion. And you know you're not as good. But the thing is, everybody comes to Kansas City and plays well. Teams love playing at Arrowhead Stadium because it's an atmosphere they don't experience. It raises their level. As much as we think it's great for us and our team, the other teams thrive on this. They love the atmosphere at Arrowhead Stadium because you don't get that anywhere else. But it's also like what KU basketball was for a generation and a half. Every game that they played was that other team's Super Bowl. Every team raised their level. And I know fans want to see these big-time blowouts in these games in the NFL. We're probably not going to see a lot of big-time blowouts with the Kansas City Chiefs because every team that's playing them that week is raising their level of play, and they're going to play the best that they will all season long. Because if you beat the Chiefs, man, you gain a lot for that. Everybody's going to notice. Everybody's going to talk about it. People are going to put you up as a cult hero and a big time figurehead, and everybody's going to love you up because you beat the big bad Kansas City Chiefs. So everybody plays this team tough. They're not going to have an easy game, save Carolina, on the schedule this year. Everybody is going to bring their best. Everybody's going to ball their ass off. And that's what even makes what the Chiefs are doing even more significant, is that every single week they go into a game knowing that it's the other team's Super Bowl, and the Chiefs are still winning at an amazing, alarming 80% rate or whatever it is. It's really wild. There's not a lot of teams in professional sports that can take on every team every week in their sport and have to play their best and still put out the record that the Chiefs are putting out on. So these teams are bringing their best, they're playing their best, they're giving the Chiefs challenges, and the Chiefs are still finding ways to win these football games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's because they're head and shoulders better than everybody else. This is going to be, I would imagine, a close game into the fourth quarter, and it's probably going to take like some 4-minute drive at the end to ice this thing away from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think the opposite. I think they get blown out.
I just don't. We haven't seen a blowout really in this Bengals Chiefs series, have we? You know, since this thing has started the last couple of years.
We haven't gotten to play them at the beginning of the season though.
You're right about
and
that.
That's when they're terrible.
And that is when they're terrible. Right?
We also haven't played them when the sky is falling.
Yeah, yeah. And the sky is falling. But you know what? If Joe Burrow is a leader and Zach Taylor is a leader, you reel this thing in this week and you let your team know, guys, enough of this kind of stuff. Be a leader, you know, be the guy that's in charge. Be the guy that's going to set the tone. Don't allow T. Higgins or Jamar Chase or whoever run the narrative of what your team is about. Go out there and tell them to just shut up and play football and see if Jamar Chase can do it. I don't know that he can, but why don't you let your talking be done on Sunday afternoon instead of after a game or before a game? Because Jamar Chase probably will cash in with his antics off the field before he's going to cash in with his antics on the field.
Yeah, I mean, give me the Chiefs by 14. They're 6-point favorites already.
I saw 6.5 at one point even in this game.
6-point favorites.
I mean, and that line came out immediately after they lost to the New England Patriots, people. But see, that's the scary point. A lot of people are going to buy into, oh, they lost to the Patriots. People are going to be hot on New England. People are going to be cold on Cincinnati. And at the end of the year, Cincinnati's probably going to be in the playoffs, and New England's going to be fighting for a top 5 pick.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's hot on New England. I think everyone just realizes that Cincinnati just absolutely...
I don't know. You're going to see people, hey, look at New England. They're better than we thought.
I mean, they are. They started the season 1-0. We thought they were going to start off 0-4.
Yeah.
Speaking of starting off 0-4, please be the Cleveland Browns. They signed former Chiefs wide receiver Kadarius Toney to the practice squad.
Somebody called him a playmaker yesterday. Oh, Ian Rappaport said they signed playmaker Kadarius Toney, to which I said, playmaker?
Mm-hmm. Says, source, former Chiefs wide receiver Kadarius Toney is signing with the Browns, giving Cleveland another playmaker. He also visited with the Seahawks and had others lined up before long and short term. Toney lands in Cleveland. I believe they signed him to the practice squad. My one quick question for both of you is he on their roster come November 24th when the Chiefs and Browns play?
I don't know that he's still on the practice squad by then. I think he's going to go out there and prove that he doesn't belong in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, I think they need any offense they'll can get. Yeah, they'll try.
Ladarius Toney.
Ladarius.
That's right. Tough Tuesdays. We get into this real quick. Tough we go to coaches on the hot seat. We call this Tough Tuesdays. Bob Mack and myself, Dusty Likens, we will give you what we think are our coaches on the hot seat, overreaction, you could call this, or somebody who maybe is under the microscope of could be getting fired. I can just start us off here. I think my number one is Sean Payton. How much more losing can he do? That is a franchise that is owned by a lot of money. Obviously, the Walmart money is there. They got rid of Russell Wilson. They didn't care. I get it. Bo Nix is a rookie quarterback. Sean Payton has got a huge contract. But at some point, Sean Payton needs to be threatened with his job if he's just going to continue losing. That's how the NFL works. Uh-huh. That's what it is. And when you have an ownership group that has a ton of money, they simply don't care.
Which is the best job to have if you're an NFL head coach. Work for an owner that's got a lot of money that can pay you to go away.
Exactly. Or put in a contract that if you get fired, you get some sort of incentive. The other one would be
got to pay out your deal.
We saw last night Robert Saleh. I think his seat will get hot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's New York. It's Aaron Rodgers. We've seen this before where veteran quarterback and coach, if they don't, you know, mesh well, they tend to lean with the quarterback most of the time. Or that quarterback will just retire and then the coach is fired and then they restart from everything else. Robert Saleh is a tough Tuesday coach for me. And then Dave Canales.
Who?
Wow, Dave Canales already.
Come on, man. He's a coach in Carolina.
Offensive coordinator from Tampa Bay. This is his first year as a head coach. First game. Already hot seat.
Yeah, you know how that organization
runs.
Have
you seen what Carolina does? They fired Frank Reich after half a season.
Yeah, Frank sucks.
Bryce Young's had 2 coaches in 2 years. In a year and a half, he's had 2 coaches. Yeah. He's about to have 3 coaches and another one come next year because that's just how Carolina works, man. Their ownership is an absolute fraud. It's an absolute clown show, and they just fire people left and right. So that's why I think his seat is hot, because I guarantee that owner went in his office and said, hey, we can't have that. We can't have Derek Carr looking like Peyton Manning against us. let's not have that. So just think about it. Just, you know, think about it. It's like, that's where the hot seat comes in. Not that he necessarily will get fired, but I guarantee you that owner's going in there going, hey, man, that can't happen anymore.
Dave Tepper's
that happen.
Wild.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, very wild.
But if you really want to turn your organization around, you can't continue to roll through head coaches, right? And I don't know who Dave Rucanal is, but best of luck to you down there, pal.
Go ahead, fellas, with your tough Tuesdays.
Mac, you want to go first?
Yeah, I got Doug Peterson. I mentioned him in the offseason. He was my number one hot seat guy. Yeah. Less 10-win seasons than Chip Kelly. He's got that one Super Bowl with a great Philadelphia team that's going to prop him up. I don't know how much longer it can do so. They signed Trevor Lawrence to a huge contract. That offense has to look good. Scored 17, up 17-0 on Miami. A donut for the rest of the game.
Yeah, well, you would have had another touchdown if Travis Etienne didn't fumble away the
100%.
Season. And he did. He fumbled away the season for Jacksonville. I mean, you laughed yesterday. Now you're calling for Doug Peterson to be fired today.
But I was
today,
before the season.
Know,
that was my number one hot seat guy.
You can't have if he doesn't fumble, Jacksonville wins that game going away. I mean, absolutely wins that game going away if he doesn't fumble that one there.
But you're still up three scores. You got to figure that out. Zach Taylor, we mentioned all of the things. I think that the implosion's going to continue. I had them missing the playoffs this season. I feel pretty good about it. Robert Saleh, 18-33 as a head coach. And yeah, we've talked enough about it. I think that the whole reset's going to happen in New York after the season if it doesn't go right.
It needs to go and be reset there. And I don't know if it needs to be reset with the quarterback and head coach or just with the quarterback, because Aaron Rodgers is boring. There's just no other way to phrase him right now. He's a boring quarterback to watch. And I'd rather go out there and watch, you know, some middle of the tier like a Caleb Williams play, then go out there and watch an Aaron Rodgers go out there and sling the ball around. So I think right now that situation is a mess in New York. That's why Aaron Rodgers is my number one coach on the hot seat right now. He assembled that team. He called the plays. He threw the passes, like literally did everything. And they stunk last night. They were an embarrassment on offense last night. I thought Aaron Rodgers was as washed up as they get. Zach Taylor for me is a little bit on the hot seat depending on how they come out of this thing, right? I think if we get to the end of September and they're sitting at 0-4, it's really going to be turned up hot. And then Brian Daboll for me has to be on the hot seat as well. The Giants look like a deficient high school team on Sunday. They probably looked worse than anybody else out there, and even Carolina. And I say that is because now we're in like year 75 of Daniel Jones, and he's still doing the same type of stuff, right? Fans are waiting outside the stadium to boo him and burn his jersey. At least Bryce Young is in his second year, second head coach. You could make a couple excuses for him. This Daniel Jones thing, this guy, he looks like a bad high school quarterback. So I think Brian Daboll next to Aaron Rodgers, the two New York head coaches, those guys are on the hot seat.
Yeah. I mean, it can be really, really nice to coach in New York. It can be very, very stressful. That's a fact.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.